Father in heaven, thank you that thanks to technology we can come together, whether by phone or by video, by internet here. We can talk to each other, catch up with what's happening in just a few days. In just a few days, we'll all be in Mongolia. And it's really exciting. So, Lord, I pray that you will guide and direct our discussion here. If there is are any questions that you will help us to find the answer. So, Lord, bless us here, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right, folks, I had a big decision to make regarding this video conference. Watch the convention or join you guys here on this video conference to plan and prepare for Mongolia. Easy decision. This was the most important thing. No trouble. I hope that you are having a good day. It's beautiful here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's been a hot, hot day. It's been a hot week. It's been a hot month, actually, for that matter. And I have a feeling that it's pretty hot where you are as well. We've had a heat wave throughout North America. How is it, by the way, in Fountain View in British Columbia? How's the weather there? Did we lose Michael?
We lose.
Michael,
there we go.
How's the weather in Fountain View?
The weather right now in Fountain View is about 33 degrees Celsius.
Oh, it's hot there too.
It is. It's 32.
Okay. Well, that I feel better. For a moment, I'm going to say, oh, at least British Columbia is doing great, and we covet their weather. But no, you're just as hot as we are over here.
90 degrees.
Woo. All right, folks. I assume that you have received the emails from yesterday and late last week. We've flooded you with important information regarding the trip. Everyone knows or should know exactly where they fit in, which church they'll be headed to. There is one adjustment. I just received word from Mongolia today about an adjustment. Some of us were assigned to a church. I don't even know how to pronounce the name. I'll just say it the way I read it. Zais. S-Z-Z-A-I-Z. I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm sure I'm butchering the name in Mongolian. But that church, unfortunately, something has come up. The church was still under remodeling. They were hoping to be done with the remodel in time for our group to be there. And they have concluded that they will not be ready in time for us. So that church, and don't fret, it's not like we're trying to figure out what else to do with the folks there. We're shifting them to another church called the Yarmouk Church. The Yarmouk Church, which isn't too far from the airport. So that's the only change. The one church we've changed to another church, and it's a good place. I've been there, and I think everyone will be very pleased. And so it doesn't affect at all our mission to Mongolia. So anyway, that's the one big thing. I'm glad that Nita is present, because Nita has worked tirelessly behind the scenes to get things rolling on the medical side. She has prepared a beautiful, magnificent medical manual, which includes a lot of great information. I hope that you've had a chance to glance at it. It's, in my opinion, pretty exhaustive. She covers all bases very well, and I think gives a very, very accurate overview of what to anticipate and what to look for. So, Nita, I want to turn the time over to you, because you really have the understanding regarding our clinic, our clinics. And then when you are done and people have had a chance to ask questions, we'll turn the time over a little bit to Aaron and Jamie Houghton, because they're overseeing the work at the orphanage. So I want to make sure that we cover those two areas well and answer any questions that you might have as we are just a few days away from leaving the United States, leaving Canada. Some of us will be leaving Malaysia and Switzerland to head over to Mongolia. So Nira, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Good to see you all, and thank you again for meeting for some of you guys late. So I'll try to keep this brief. Basically, if you've looked at the medical manual, if you've not, I realize that people are busy and have not had a chance to. That medical manual, and it says mission manual, and I apologize, it should just say medical manual, but it gives a very good overview for those who don't like reading through a ton of information on the very first page. There's a table of contents that will tell you everything from the clinic setup to what the different stations are to, you know, what we're expecting to do in each station and how each section will run. But essentially, in the clinic setup, people will come through triage. In each site, the triage site is going to be separate from the site, the portion where the all of the practitioners and pharmacy and et cetera, where the patients will actually be interacting with the practitioners, that will be separate so that we don't create a backup of line and people pushing in front of each other, trying to keep it as organized as possible. They did a great job last time when we were in April doing that. The patients will then come up and they will see one of the practitioners. In each site, we have at least one physician who is well-versed in all adult medicine and one practitioner who is well-versed in pediatrics, so that is available. So for those who have done subspecialty work and have only done some, you have a go-to person that you can refer patients to that you don't feel comfortable with if needed. We have no problem with doing that. We want that to be there to help each other and encourage each other as much as possible. From there, the practitioner has the options of sending the patient to a few different options. One of those, if you are at my site, and I've got this pulled up here, if you are in Amgalan, that is the only site where we don't have specifically a physical therapist. The other two sites, Amazing Grace and now Yarmug, those who are at the TSAIZ site, the TSAIZ site, are now at Yarmug. Those two sites do have physical therapists, so you can send the patient to the physical therapist, I'm assuming that they are well versed in being able to do, deal with back pain issues and sciatic pain issues, joint issues of different kinds, exercises for rehabilitation, just from what Larry and Kathleen have told me. So, sorry, not Kathleen. Forgive me. Let me just make sure I'm getting. Yeah, it is Kathleen. Yeah, so Larry and Kathleen have told me. So that's one option. The practitioner can send the patients to that site. We also have hydrotherapy. At each site, all three sites have a hydrotherapist, essentially mainly to do contrast foot baths, to do ice massages, and to do fomentations. And then we will have the equipment for that available. Those who are in doing the hydrotherapy component, they're very, very easy to learn, and I will make sure that you guys are well-versed in being able to do those, do that component. Again, very straightforward. You'll have a sheet ahead of time to help explain how that section works if you need to. So the practitioner will write on the bottom, send to hydrotherapy, send to physical therapy, send to pharmacy, send to those are the main components that they will be sending patients to. And then every patient will go through the lifestyle counseling for the most part. Now, there are some patients that may not necessarily need this, but for those who have diabetes, who have blood pressure, for example, we have to send them to lifestyle counseling. And we've got people in each site who have been willing to take patients and go through both basic, simple lifestyle measures that they can incorporate, because many of those patients, again, are not going to be able to afford medications long-term, so we want to encourage them as much as possible to incorporate simple lifestyle things. In the medical manual, for those of you who have not looked at it yet, there's just a good background of what the basics, you know, concerning all the lifestyle principles, where people generally stand right now in Mongolia in general. Again, it's not everybody, but it just gives you a background and an idea of what to expect as far as the background from the histories we took from the patients last time, and then just from country data in general. So that is how the system will run. Each of you will get this system on Sunday. Those of you who are going to be in the clinics, you will get a detailed description of what each person at each site will do. You will also get the intake sheet. So you'll have an idea of what the intake sheet looks like so that the person who's doing triage will know what they're expected to get, the information they're expected to get. Physicians will be able to look at that triage, that same sheet, and be able to know what part they have to fill out. And then those in the pharmacy will be able to see the section on pharmacy, where they need to look at, where the physical therapist, the lifestyle counselors, et cetera, look for the recommendations of the physician as to what they need to be done with or what areas need to be addressed. So that will be there on the sheet. An important thing to remember in all of this, you know, we definitely want to give excellent care as we're doing that to the best of our ability, by God's grace, as much as we can. But in every section that the patient goes to, you know, use the opportunity to pray, to encourage them to be that warm and that friendly smile. That is the thing that they remember above anything else. Even sometimes the most grateful patients were the ones who we really could not specifically do anything for, per se, by giving a medication or fixing their problem, but they were so touched by the care and the kindness, especially of those in triage, the care and the kindness of those who were doing something as simple as teaching them back exercises, those who did, you know, the ice massage last time. I mean, those things mattered so much to them, and they're just simple ways of being able to connect with the people, show that we care, and show them that Jesus cares. And that is really the first and foremost, the most important thing that we can do for them. One thing we're going to do differently also this time is at the end, on the patient when they leave, will actually get a little bit of a section at the bottom that tells them what they had done, or recommendations or medications, anything that we started, so that they have something. We are going to keep the main paperwork, but they will have a section on there that they can take, so that if they need to have any follow-up that we recommend, they will have it in hand with the translator putting it in there in Mongolian for them to understand what they need to do as far as follow-up is concerned. So that way then we make sure that whatever we're doing stays, can have a continuity of care as these patients go back to the local clinics or to their physicians to have things done. I'll give you a simple example. We had a patient last time when we were talking to them, had gotten really lightheaded, low blood pressure, and he'd actually had, ulcers are a very common thing there. There's a lot of epigastric pain, ulcers, et cetera. The patient sounded like he was having blood in his stools, and he had not had it evaluated yet. He was an alcoholic and had been using a lot of ibuprofen-like medications needed to be evaluated, and you know, we wrote a simple sheet out just for him to be able to take to the hospital, so that they knew that someone had seen them, and this is what the concern was about. So we want to make sure that that every patient has that, so that that those who follow up after we are gone know what happened during the encounter with us while they were there. That's a little bit of how things will run from that standpoint as far as the clinics are concerned. Also, in the medical manual, just for those who didn't have a chance to read it, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are the days in the morning that we will be doing the clinics. Generally, it's anywhere from 8 or 9 a.m. up until right about 5 o'clock. And there's an hour break in there, or 30-minute break in there for lunch. So we'll be doing that again Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What they had found in previous meeting or clinic, when they'd done the clinics previously, is that, you know, doing this all day long, it can get very tiring very easily, and so it's good to have a break day in between so that you're refreshed. Every evening, though, Sunday through Friday are when the evening meetings will take place, and you've seen, Pastor Eve has mentioned, you know, what goes on in those meetings, and the medical manual also gives you an idea of what goes on in those meetings. The specific component concerning health would be a health talk. Several of you have responded since the last email was sent out saying that you are willing to do health talks. So I'm going to rearrange a little bit the health talks, and we'll send that to you via Melissa and Pastor Eve so that you know when your dates or days that you're doing the talks are. You know, the main thing, again, is really we want to do our best to be able to provide them feasible, tangible things that they can do when they are at home to help improve their health, but most importantly, to point them to Christ as the one who is able to meet their needs and who cares about them. So keep that first and foremost, even with the challenges of the things, the resources that you may not have. Just remember, in every encounter, standing up to Christ is the first and foremost thing that we'll do. We do have the blessing also of three dentists that are joining us on the trip. We're still ironing out those details right now. Our goal is that the dentists are all at one site, and they will stay at one site throughout the time that they are there, but we're still working with NK to figure out all of the details concerning that, and I appreciate the patience, especially with our dentists, for what you've been able to provide. So thank you very much for that, Denton. I will send out a final list of all of the materials that we will have on hand now that everything has been ordered, and it should be coming into me this week. So we'll send out a list of everything so that you know what you have access and availability to while you are there ahead of time. Because I know for some people, you may not be used to using certain medications, and just to be able to know how they're used, and et cetera, we'll make sure that you have a full list of what those available supplies are. Any questions at all for me? From anyone?
This is Marilyn, and
yes.
I have a question. For those of us who are going to be working at the orphanage, which evening group do you want us to join?
Pastor Eve and Melissa will assign you guys to the evening groups, because those groups will also be the groups that you will be going to on Sabbath to maintain continuity so that you're
okay.
At the same site. So Pastor Eve and Melissa, I'm assuming, will be assigning that site. Is that correct, Pastor?
That is correct.
Sorry, Pastor Eve, we can't hear you.
You cannot hear me?
No, cannot hear you.
You're very faded.
Okay, hold on. Let me mute someone here.
Yeah, I'm going to mute myself also.
Can you folks hear me now?
Yes. I can hear you.
All right. Once we're in Mongolia, Marilyn, and all of you who are working in orphanage, we will determine where it's going to be easiest for you to go. It's a matter of transportation. We are limited in vehicles, and so we have to manage that as well. What I do know is that Jamie, who's going to be doing the evening talks, I need to open that schedule here. Hold on. Jamie, where are you at in the evening? Jamie is going to be at evening break. So, it's possible that many of you will also be headed to Amazing Grace in the evening, just so that you stay with Jamie, who's also at the orphanage. So hopefully that answers your question. Any other questions for Nita?
Yes, Nita. This is Denise Trepanier. I was wondering, I had signed up for medical, and I had sent you an email and all that. I'm an x-ray tech, you know, but I was willing to do, and I realize y'all don't have the x-ray equipment, but I was willing to work wherever. I was most needed. So I was just wondering, where would I be included at, if you knew that?
Denise, you have been included, I believe, in the orphanage group.
Okay.
That's why you don't see your name there, and I probably should send a list. I'll do that tomorrow or early next week. I'll send the list probably tomorrow. We'll send a list of all that are working in the orphanage. Do you have a chance to talk to Aaron and Jamie yet?
No, I have not.
Okay. That probably will happen, but if you are not listed there, and I'm glad you brought this up, Denise, if you are not listed there, it's because you probably have indicated at one time or another that you are willing to work at the orphanage. So we have slated many of you to work there and assist Jamie and Aaron as you minister to many, many, many children.
Oh, great. Okay.
Thank you for your willingness, Denise, to be flexible. I really appreciated that. It helps a lot. So thank you. And our hope is, you know, if you join us, especially in June of next year, you may have access to more equipment, such as the X-ray, in doing it in a bigger setting. But we thank you so much for your willingness to help in the orphanage, because I know that Pastor Jamie and Aaron have been doing quite a lot of work, and the kids in Mongolia are just amazing. Amazing people. People are so good to work and so responsive.
May I say a word? I did not hear the name of the sister who is the X-ray tech. I'm just wondering whether a better position for her, or better place, would to assist the dental in taking X-rays. I understand there is a portable X-ray, and that would be a great help of a knowledge of X-rays. Be able to take intraoral X-rays for us.
Dr. Hoare and Denise, you guys can actually both answer this question. Denise, have you done oral X-rays before?
No, I haven't.
Dr. Hoare, then my question to you is, is that something that she could easily learn? There, it's a digital X-ray machine.
I believe the ones that you will be having is called a Nomad. Now it is a digital. You will need a laptop or some computer with software that is provided by Nomad, and it is a matter of trying to position the X-ray tab with the angle of with the handheld machine. It's a matter of the positioning, and basically, you know, since she has the experience of positioning, I think her learning curve will be much less than somebody who doesn't know anything.
What do you think?
I can certainly try. I can try.
I'm more than willing to make the adjustment. I think Dr. Hoare, this is actually a very wise and question. If Denise is willing and you're willing to give some mentoring, and Nita, you're okay with it, and Jamie and Aaron, a lot of people, I guess, need to be okay. I'm fine with it. Let's try it.
Yeah. We will have to have a laptop to install the software, yeah, and then try it out to make sure that they synchronize.
Yeah. The equipment is supposed to come in. My understanding from Melissa is the equipment is supposed to come in this next week, Monday, if I'm correct, Pastor Eve, or if Melissa is
tomorrow
there.
Tomorrow or Friday.
But the equipment from Canada?
Yes, tomorrow or Friday.
Okay. Because I was initially going to put it on one of our Mac computers, but when I looked online, it looks like the software is actually for a PC, so I'm just going to have to get I have another computer that I need to debug to be able to do that. So we've got a computer. We'll make sure to do that, and we will test it out. We will make sure that the software is working before we take the equipment down there.
All right. Any other questions?
This is Gloria Michael. Dr. Anita, how long should our health talk be?
Okay. So again, if just in case for anybody who has had a chance, if you have access to the manual, just in case you forget some of the things that are being talked about, in the manual also under the table contents with the health talks. The health talks are a total of 20 to 25 minutes at the most, but that is including translation time, and it takes sometimes double or a little bit longer for translation. So the health talks are 10 minutes maximum, about 12 minutes on the part of the person who's speaking, giving the primary health talk, and then that's roughly that same amount of time with the translator. So your portion is 10 to 12 minutes. And, you know, my encouragement to you for those who are doing the health talks, I have a tendency to be verbose, as you've seen with the manual, in the sense that sometimes giving more information than is needed. And what you really want to do is to make sure that you're not comprehensively covering the topic, but you're hitting certain points that will really, one, capture the attention of those that are in the audience in a way that will connect with what their needs are. If you read through the manual, you'll see what a lot of their needs and conditions are. But the other thing is to make it practical. Make sure that whatever that you share has some one or two take-home points, something that they can do when they leave practically. So, again, keeping it short and sweet, which I'm having to learn to do myself. So, does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you.
I have a question. This is Marilyn.
Yes.
You have asked for people to come and help prepare food. How will we get there? I'm perfectly willing
to help, Marilyn?
But
yeah, can I ask you one quick favor? I'm going to defer your question for just 1 second. Let me just ask really quickly, does anybody else have any questions about the clinic so that then we can move on to the other components? And Marilyn, we're keeping your question in mind. Does anyone have any question concerning the clinic?
Yeah, hi, Nita. It's Michael Dunbar here.
Yes.
I did email you. I know that my schedule is a little bit different than everyone else, so I'm happy to jump in and triage or do whatever is needed to be done. So I didn't see my name on the schedule, so
right.
I wasn't
no, I'm just expecting that you will, because you know what you need to do while you're there, so
yeah.
Whatever site you are at, then we'll use you as a floater, depending on what the needs of that site are during that time. There will be plenty to do, for sure.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Anybody else with last questions about the clinic?
Yes, I do have one more question. Dr. Nita, you mentioned earlier at the beginning that if at one site they don't have a certain facility, is it a massage or something like that? I don't recall, that they will be transported to a different site. Is that plan been made that who will transport the patient? Are the sites nearby?
I apologize. I don't remember saying that. At each of the sites, the main thing that we're doing is just seeing primary care. We have the benefit and the privilege of being able to have an OBGYN also on this trip, and we have subspecialists in gastroenterology and in general surgery and anesthesiology, and I mean we have multiple different in endocrinology, but each of them will be primarily functioning as primary care, so because we're not going to, most of them are not going to do what they do in their subspecialty at this time. It's just mainly primary care. The only thing, so every sex has a livestock transplant section, every hydrotherapy section. The only site, like the for example, the site that I'm at, the Amguan site, we don't have a physical therapist, but I've done just some basics in physical therapy for a lot of the basic problems that they've had at that site. What I'm doing is working with Sharon to teach her some of the simple exercises that give that are often for the common problems that we see. Sharon and Del Nestor are going to be working together to kind of just, we're just going to show them the hydrotherapy and show them the exercises so that they can teach the patients how to do them. They're very basic, simple things to be able to do, but we will not transport patients from one site to the other. The only thing that is going to be site-specific that is that people will be referred to, or one dental will be at one site, but it will not be at the church site. It will be in a specific clinic site. And then the other will be Christine Schwer. She is doing the eyeglass ministry, and she will actually be 2 days, 1 to 2 days at each of the four churches. So there will not be transporting of patients. That's a long answer to there will not be transporting of patients from site
to
site.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And I have a question, Nita. This is Charles Wilkins. Did you say there's somebody with an eyeglass ministry?
Yes. Now, this is going to be a little bit different. So Christine has been so gracious, and Ms. Schreer has been so gracious to do basically reading glasses. So it's not refraction. So we're not fitting people for, who have more than just reading glass needs, but and it's very simple. What she'll do is there's a book you'll have them look at, and they'll just, she has multiple different strengths of reading glasses, and have them try the glasses on individually until they find one that works for them. So and this has actually worked very nicely. The reading glasses were, you know, that in of itself was able to actually help many people in the last time that we were here, when we did have an optometrist actually doing, measurements. But Christine has done this ministry on multiple mission trips before. She's well versed in it, and she will be just to give you an idea. And she and her husband will be at the Amazing Grace Church 2 days, and then 1 day at each of the other churches.
So then if we have extra reading glasses around here that are still good shape, we should bring them. Is that right?
Please go ahead. Yes, that would be wonderful. You know, the number of, it was amazing Pastor Eve, please just jog my memory again. I'm mixing up names. Who was with us last time doing eyeglasses?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, sorry, I'm having a senior moment, and I am not a senior, forgive me for this. But anyway, every time that he is gone, he ends up using every single eyeglass. And, so please, if I really believe that God will help us meet those needs, and it may be that Christine might be able to show someone at each of the other sites how to be able to use do the eyeglass work, again, it's she's doing it in a very basic, very simple way, but very effective way, is just to have patients looking at the book, trying on different strengths of the glasses to see if it can help them with improving their eyesight. So please bring your glasses.
Now I have, this is Marilyn, I have a question regarding the eyeglasses. The Dollar Tree has them for a dollar. Should we go and buy $20 worth of different strengths?
Sure. So here's the thing. Let me touch base with Christine and find out. She has 500 pair of glasses.
I don't myself
be able to see that many, that many people. But if let me talk to Christine first. I make a note to myself to talk to Christine first and find out if she can train somebody else to be able to do it at a different site. Like I said, it's not the same as, an optometrist doing this and having them, figure out exactly what strength they are by looking at an eye chart. So if you've got the glasses, you never know. It may be that we need a certain strength and we run out of a certain strength, but one of you is able to bring a strength that they need. But don't feel like you have to. She does have, like I said, 500 pairs of glasses that she's bringing.
Okay.
By the way,
I think we're running out of time, so I'm going to end that for the clinic part right now, Pastor Eve, so that the Pastor Jamie and others can do their component. And then please continue to email me and call me concerning the dental component or the medical dental component as much as you can, as you need to. So I'm available from now until the 8th. So.
All right. Thank you, Nita. I appreciate it. The gentleman's name you were looking for is Bob Durkas.
Yes, Mr. Durkas.
He's our dear glassman from Florida. Anyway, before I turn the time over to
let me
just answer Marilyn's question real quick about kitchen duty. We have cooks in Mongolia. The kitchen duty is more to help complement the cooks that they have there. So we'll figure those things out once we're there on location with our cooks. So we'll decide who helps when and how that will actually be. So Marilyn, don't fret about it. You're not going to be carrying. No one is going to be carrying the load of preparing the whole meal. We just need someone to assist our cooks to make sure everything is okay and they have plenty of help. That's all.
Well,
are you ready?
If we're, working at a site, then how do we get to back to the kitchen? Are we going to be eating at the hotel at
Maryland? Maryland still?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry about the food. We've got that. What happens is because traffic is pretty hectic in Ulaanbaatar, we're not going to be transporting people back and forth. So the meal in the morning is at the hotel. The meal in the evening is back at the hotel. It will be rather late, but we have little choice. It will be after we're done with all that that we've done during the day. We will arrange for snacks so that you'll be able to hold up till you get back. In terms of the meals at lunch, they will bring the meals to the location. So you will have the meal delivered at the church or the orphanage so that you will be well fed.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. I just didn't know how we could, if you want us to help, how we get to where they're preparing to be from our location. But okay, that's fine.
All right, Jamie, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I'm unmuted here. All right. Hello, everybody. I'm Jamie. And, my wife, Erin, and I are going to be over at the orphanage with a bunch of folks. First thing, for anyone who's on the orphanage email, please go ahead and check your email. Erin sent out an email a couple days ago, maybe last week, I think, sometime, with a whole bunch of the different things that we're going to be doing and asking people to sign up. And I don't believe she's heard back from anybody yet. So if you get a chance, go ahead and check your email. There's a whole bunch of different things in there. We have crafts we're going to be doing. We've got a bunch of Happy Sacks. We are introducing the Happy Sack for the Mongolian kids. And that's going to be the newest fad, I think, in Mongolia. We also have a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to be doing health talks. I've got a couple of these things that we just got in. There's going to be, like I said, crafts, nature talks. We're having to be careful a little bit about being directly talking about certain things, but we're working on different ways to do that. We can still share our faith there with the kids. But if you're on the email list, if you've indicated that you would like to be a participant at the orphanage, go ahead and check the email, and you'll have a whole lot more there, and you can respond to Lauren's email and sign up for one of the different activities that we'll be doing there. We're going to be doing songs. I'm bringing the car so we can sing songs with the kids. We're going to have a lot of fun with these kids over at the orphanage. Anybody have any questions?
Well, I have a question, I guess. Maybe it's not a question. It's an encouragement, and that is if you have received indeed an email from Erin and Jamie and have indicated an interest in working with the orphanage, please respond to them, because I know it's a little stressful when you're trying to organize things and you're not getting as the responses you're hoping to get. So take a moment to check your emails, all of you, and make sure that you're not missing those, and take a moment to respond to our wonderful orphanage leaders.
Yeah, and the orphanage thing, I believe this is on the orphanage, right? That is written. Is that correct, Eve?
I missed what you said. You broke up there.
Sorry. This is the first time that it is written as work for the orphanage. Is that correct?
Yes. There's a couple firsts on this trip, and so there's going to be probably a little sputtering at first, but first is the orphanage. We've never done that before, but it's a big need. And then the other first, of course, is the dental, and we hope and pray that this all comes together well.
Yeah. So this being the first time we've worked in this country with it is written at an orphanage, you know, one of the big things on going overseas is being flexible, and that's what we're going to do, and we're going to go there. Start off the first day, go through as much stuff as we can, assess things. We'll probably have a crash course meeting at the end of the first day, and all of our group will assess kind of what we can do a little bit differently and move in that direction. But I think we've got a really good model for a schedule for the orphanage, and I think it's going to be a really neat partnership.
All right. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Aaron. Any questions for them? All right. Very good. I want to piggyback on what Jamie said. I think it's important, and I will repeat myself once in Mongolia when we're all together, but the flexibility is important. You know, you go in expecting, planning things to be a certain way, and sometimes it's more than just sometimes, it's a lot of times, things need to be adjusted, things change, things happen. And so whenever we go on a mission trip, I remind people, just remain flexible, be willing to adjust, because things happen, and it's just the way life is. So just keep that in mind. We have a plan. We have organized things, and then things happen that force us to change. Like, we're planning to go to this church, and now we're going to go to another church. It's life. We'll go with the flow. I don't know if you've noticed, I have a list of the people who have joined us, and one of the people who joined us, oh, I don't see him anymore. Is he here? Well, there he is, Yuri. Yuri is our lone representative from the Mongolia Mission. He's the communication director for the Mongolian Mission. Yuri, you're here. If you would unmute yourself and maybe share a few words, if you're able to unmute yourself, maybe it's not working there, but if you could, then just share a few words of encouragement to our wonderful group here.
All right. Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, so I'm Yuri. I'm a Brazilian missionary here in Mongolia. I've been here for almost 2 years now. So I'm here along with my family, my wife, and my little boy, Kawai. By the way, today is his birthday, 3 years old.
Aw, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah. So now it's very difficult to talk to him because I don't know which language he's speaking, sometimes in Portuguese or in English, and even in Mongolian now. So sometimes we need a translator as well. But anyway, I've been listening to you for about 30 or 45 minutes maybe. So I don't know why, but my camera is not connected. But we are very happy here in Mongolia with your coming. So now I thank Pastor Eves. I'm sure that this is the biggest group that we will receive. So more than 65 people. We are very excited with this. 4 churches and 1 orphanage. So we are working very hard to set up everything before your arrival here. So let's keep praying together, and let's work together when we arrive here, because I'm sure that God is with us. God is preparing not just the sites, not just the clinics, not just the churches, not just the orphanage, but God is working on, I'm sure that God is working on the heart of the people. So that's our goal, to touch their heart, share God's love with them, and talk about Jesus through our acts, through our kindness, during the clinics, during the children's story. So whatever we are doing, of course, that we can show them what the God's love is all about. So thanks so much on behalf of our mission here. I'm the communication director here. Unfortunately, our president, Pastor Kim, and Pastor Bold is not here because, and also Anke, our health director, because they are attending a very big project here, an health expo. So a group of Koreans, they came this week and they are running this program, this project here in UB. But on behalf of our mission, we'd like to thank you for your willingness to come and to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not serving people. We are not serving an organization. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24, that we are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's do it with our whole heart, and for sure God will bless us during this mission project. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Yuri, for your kind words, and just as kind as he is by voice, you'll discover when you meet him and his wife and his little boy, Kawhi, you'll discover that they're just as kind and precious in person as well. You say this, Yuri's from Brazil, and boy, he's been learning Mongolian, and now I think a year and a half, 2 years later, he Mongolian as a local, and it's quite impressive.
I hope so. I pray for that. By the way, sorry for the late reply, but if you check your email, you can see that I reply with my talking about a little bit about my own experience and my family also, and share some pictures with you.
That's right. Check your email. I saw that, and I appreciate you doing that. Thank you so much.
Right.
We look forward to seeing you in
sure.
a few days. We'll be arriving there. Okay, well,
right.
I think we've covered all the bases. Melissa, I think you're on as well. Is there anything else that I need to share? Maybe about, let me, one more thing here, or at least two more things. You saw in one of my emails, Adra has made a request that some of our physicians help emphasis on health. It's something called MEAL. And so Nita and I have emailed a little bit about this, and we hope that some of you folks will be willing to maybe give a hand there. This is a unique opportunity to work alongside of ADRA, alongside the mission, and really have an impact regarding regards to nutrition in Mongolia. So the other thing is we are continually needing people to take some things to Mongolia. Since we're a bigger group, we have more medication, more stuff to haul over there. So if there's still people who have space, who are willing to take an extra piece of luggage, please let me know, let Melissa know, because that would certainly be a huge help to us. So just email me or just say something now, but email will work just as well. Just say, hey, I'm willing to take a piece of luggage and we'll ship it to you for you to take over to Mongolia for us. So that would be a huge help to us. Any questions? Any final questions? Observation?
Yeah, Eve?
Yes.
Charles Wilkins here. Simple question. Will we have name tags when we're working at our clinic so that we can get acquainted with all of our team?
No, we haven't used name tags in the past. Keep in mind that their alphabet is not quite like ours. They use the Cyrillic alphabet, and so it's a little bit more challenging to convert. Maybe Yuri.
Sorry, no.
Something.
I'm talking about our English name, so we can help us with everybody that's on our team.
I did. Pastor Eve, I did for the clinic staff. I did make name tags just so that they know who is doing what so that they know where they... It's just mainly to keep us organized so they know this person's doing the physical therapy, this person's doing the hydro, this person, so they know where to go so that we're not looking and asking and wondering where. So I apologize. I haven't communicated that to you. I did.
All right. Good. Excellent.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
Now, will we each have a translator, or how are you going to, how is that going to work?
No, the plan is for you to learn Mongolian between now and then.
Yes.
It's a good idea.
It's a wonderful idea. The Holy Spirit will have to come on very strong.
May I say something?
We have arranged translators. Yuri, go ahead and fill the gap there.
Yeah. All right. So first, one question. At the Mayo, I explain a little bit about that. But my wife is a physical therapist, and this time we have some activities for physical therapy. So I was wondering if do you need any help from her? So
yes,
of course that she's willing to help also.
We're missing one physical therapist from one site. That would be great. That would be an answer to prayer.
Wow.
I was praying that God would drop him down from the sky. So it looks like he did.
All right. And the other thing is that if you are willing to learn some Mongolian, I can make with you maybe a survival course when you arrive here. What do you think about it?
Wonderful.
Well, Yuri, talking about translators, you probably know this. So there are translators, many translators lined up for both spots, right? All spots, for all places.
Sorry, Pastor.
I said there are translators lined up for every location.
Sure.
How many translators will there be at the different locations?
Every physician, every primary care person will have their own translator.
That's it.
Okay.
Each section will have, so the triage will have a translator, pharmacy will have one translator, like that, each section, and then the physicians, one-on-one. And then the dentist, Dr. Hoare, you guys will have two translators for you, depending on how we end up setting up the dentist component, dental component.
And we are essentially, I believe in some cases, we are hiring people to translate to make sure we have enough. So that's part of the infrastructure is hire translators to assist us with this important task.
Yeah, by the way, yesterday I was talking to Anke about this topic, and she's working on it. She's taking care of this topic, the translators.
I just was curious, is there an Adventist school in Mongolia?
Yep, we have.
Wonderful. Primary, secondary?
Yes, elementary school and high school.
Wonderful.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
It's relatively new, so it's quite a thing. All right.
Yeah.
I think we have arrived at the end of this session. We've been together for about an hour. We just wanted to answer some of the last minute questions you might have. Hopefully we've achieved our goal. I look forward to seeing you in Mongolia. We will have someone from the mission to pick you up at the airport. You'll be taken to the hotel I believe we're going to have a marvelous, awesome, glorious experience together. We will start off as strangers because we don't know each other, and we will fast to become friends. And I believe before it's over, we'll be one family. And this is all about Jesus Christ and how he brings people together from diverse parts of the world to work side by side. We have a group coming from Malaysia. We have a friend who's online now with us from Canada. And we have a young man, a tall young man from Switzerland who also will be joining us. So it's this is really an international group working side by side, serving our friends, our neighbors in the great land of Mongolia. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being
here. So, Eve?
Yep.
Eve, can I, one last quick question?
Yep.
How will we identify ourselves, or the folks there in Mongolia identify themselves at the airport, so we'll recognize who's there to pick us up, or they will recognize who they're to pick up?
They probably will be holding the Adventist logo.
That's right.
An Adventist logo?
As we did last time.
The church logo.
Okay.
Okay, with the flame, the cross and the flame.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So I will share, with you by email the banner that we will use, so you can recognize it easily when we arrive at the airport.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
It's a very small airport. Very, very small airport.
Don't worry, just one gate, so it's very easy to pick you up. Don't worry.
Okay.
And Charles and Bonnie, so you know, you will kind of stand out in the crowd just like me.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right, folks.
Very good.
Thank you so much. Let me pray here to finish. Or rather, let me have Pastor Jamie. Are you still on, Jamie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Jamie, since you're on, and why don't you go ahead and conclude with prayer, and then we'll dismiss.
Awesome. Father in heaven, Lord, there's a lot of us that are really excited about it. And, Lord, it's the highest privilege and honor for us to be able to serve you. And so, Father, as we prepare and all of us are heading towards Mongolia from all different corners of the world, Lord, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit ahead of us to soften hearts, so that when we share our love for you, that that they will already be ready to accept you into their lives. Father, bless all the different people that are going to be doing different things, the physicians, the translators, the assistants, the people in the orphanage, the cooks. Lord, help things go as smoothly as possible, Lord. Thank you so much for Pastor Eve and the team there. It is written. And, Lord, when this is all said and done, may there be a little bit more of a spark for you there in Mongolia. And we're so grateful to be able to be a part of your work. And, Lord, we just ask that you bless our efforts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.